name's Rachel Lund and I lead the Insight and Analytics team here at the BRC. Today I've got with me Doug Norton-Bilsby from Forge Rock, and we're going to have a chat about digital transformation in retail and actually the role and how important customer identities are. Most of you will not have failed to notice that we are doing more and more of our shopping online, and that's causing huge disruption in the industry. The fact is that the move to online shopping is fundamentally shifting the way a retail business has to operate. Not only do you have to have a website, but you have to have a whole supply chain reconfigured to deliver on that website. But the internet, whilst it's also brought shopping, has also changed the power balance between consumers and retailers as well. Because now as a consumer, you can go online and you can look across 100 retailers in a very short space of time and choose where you buy your goods. So that means for retailers, they're having to compete a lot harder. The internet has also allowed more retailers to enter the market, given that you don't need a physical store to get started. And so while we hear all these stories of traditional larger retailers struggling, there's been a rapid growth in small internet players. So there's no doubt that digital is very much at the top of retailers' agenda. But getting digital and the adaptation to the new world right is a big challenge. It's not just about having a website, it's about the whole consumer experience, from discovery to delivery to aftercare. And I mean, I could write a thesis on all the challenges that retailers face in that context. But I think one of the biggest challenges that actually most consumers will have experienced firsthand is the whole consumer journey of your online and your store offer. I mean, there's nothing more irritating than going through this online journey and not being able to make payment or not being able to find what you want, or being offered something which is completely irrelevant to you as well. And actually, there's a lot of research which shows consumers really value personalisation in their marketing, in their experience of the consumer journey as well. So research from the Internet Retailer found that 80% of consumers like it when the emails they receive from retailers recommend products to them. Separate research from another group found that about 93% of companies see an uplift in conversion rates from the personalisation of their offer. That's just one small part of the online experience, which is very, very important to get right. But it's not an easy job. And I think one of the problems that retailers face is that they have many databases, often many services, all in different parts of their businesses that don't necessarily link up and talk to each other. And that's where getting consumer identity management right really, really makes a difference. So I'm going to ask Doug, our expert on this subject, to tell us a little bit about what it means and what getting it right looks like for a retailer.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's a great question. I think that there's a number of aspects of the relationship that exists between an online retailer, or even indeed a physical retailer, that expresses itself with the way that the customer interacts with their particular brand. And the notion that a consumer should be known to that brand and their preferences understood and utilized in a way that serves the best experience for the consumer, it should be the priority for any of the retailers that are evolving to want better relationships with their customers. And that manifests itself in a number of ways, not just in the product recommendations that they make to the consumer, but really in terms of forging a fundamental relationship with that customer and how they can utilize data that's gathered as part of that customer journey to influence what they provide to that consumer and how they provide it to that consumer. So I think first and foremost, the notion of knowing your customer is not a new thing. It's been around for, you know, at least the last decade, where initiatives like, you know, KYC, Know Your Customer, have been initiated in large retail organizations. And whilst in their early phases of development, they were really about, you know, elements of understanding what things you were looking at online and then utilizing those to interpret what kind of products that they could then recommend thereafter. And I think that landscape has shifted tremendously from just having a basic view of re-rendering a web page to present products to an individual, to this really important position of actually understanding who the consumer is, where they are, what typically things that they like to do online, how they like to interact with a brand, and then, you know, collecting those elements together to inform a view of how that brand should ultimately be working with the customer. And you know, all of those experiences should be different for the end consumer. And you know, digital identity and specifically customer identity is a way of collecting all of those signals that come from a consumer that relate to their individual identity, their context, their geolocation, what things they're looking at, to which devices they're using and which devices they're interacting with that particular brand on, and other pieces as well within that journey that also influence and provide signals to understanding that consumer, which may be things like beacons in store that have an identity, and the interrelationships that exist between the consumer, their devices, and how they're interacting with a brand starts creating a much more meaningful picture of who that consumer is and how they like to engage with a particular brand. And you know, I think we're seeing more and more this evolution towards brands shifting from a product-centric nature, you know, i.e. their main representation of their value to an individual being the products that they provide, to actually this position of understanding their customers far greater and therefore being able to serve their needs in a much more meaningful way. And I think there's lots of examples that we've seen as an organization that represent a really meaningful way of doing that. And, you know, we talked before about things like understanding my dietary preferences if you're an online supermarket, and not promoting products to me that don't necessarily fit with my ideology of certain food types or positioning. And that's just one example of how digital identity can be utilized to capture that information and in turn use it to influence what you're promoting to the customer.
So from your perspective, who do you think does this really well?
It's a great question, and I think, you know, the obvious organisations, perhaps some retailers and some that aren't retailers, that would spring to mind for most people are organisations like Amazon, organisations like Netflix, organisations like the BBC, where, you know, they've built a really sturdy engagement with the consumer at multiple parts of their customer journey, and then utilise that information in a way that provides a one-to-one relationship as part of their digital channel. And that influencing of the consumer by providing a transparent view of what data is being collected about them, how that organization is utilizing that data, and then playing that back to the customer to say, you know, have we got this right? Are we doing the right things to be able to engage you? Creates that ongoing engagement with the customer. And I think, you know, more and more we're starting to see other organizations, even smaller organizations outside of, you know, the large Amazons of the world, you know, into companies like ASOS that are doing a very good job of interpreting those consumer requirements as part of the customer journey and playing that back. And, you know, each time then you go back to your engagement with that particular brand, they know it's you, they know which device you're using, they know typically what your product preferences are. You know, they're not promoting products that are XL when you're a small. They've got a really clear view of you know, you as a consumer, and therefore you're making the shopping journey with them far easier and providing a level of engagement that feels like it's on a one-to-one level.
And whilst that probably makes a seamless consumer experience for us, Is it something that's easy to do for retailers?
I think there are elements of it that absolutely there are. You know, being able to build a picture of a consumer as part of the digital journey doesn't have to start with them creating an account and providing you as a retailer with lots of information. That journey should start with understanding elements and the signals that they're sending, maybe geographic data that's related to their IP address. It may be that different devices that they're using so that you can render the best experience to them. It may well be understanding which products they've looked at as part of that journey, and asking them for elements of data as part of that customer journey that are representative and meaningful in further engagement with the consumer. I mean, we've seen lots of things like social registration, use my Facebook login to create an account. And whilst that's one way of encouraging a consumer to create a formal relationship with a brand, there are lots of other elements of data that can be collected in that journey from unknown to known that is really representative of how an ongoing relationship could be created with that individual consumer as part of that journey without actually asking them to log into an account.
Okay. So, I mean, you've talked about a number of elements of customer identity. So you've just talked about sort of the yes. login process. And I think you mentioned earlier about beacons in stores as yeah. well. So what other elements of the retail business and the consumer journey need to be sort of thought about in terms of customer identity?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if organisations think about the identity of their consumer across a number of different dimensions, it starts to represent ways that they can engage with that customer in a more meaningful way. So, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, consumer identity and, you know, me representing myself to a brand by providing them information about me and them collecting elements of data that are associated to that, that may be, you know, context, that may be behavioral, that may be geolocation type data. But there's also the other dimension, which is the devices that they're using to interact with the brand. Do they shop with me more often through the application? Do they shop with me more often through the website, a mobile website? They engaging through chat commerce and a whole bunch of other elements designed around how that customer is interacting with the brand. But then you've got this other dimension, which is the sort of physical store piece and trying to bridge that digital identity with the physical environment that a shopper may well go through as well. And being able to tie those pictures together. So I mentioned beacons earlier. That is a great way, whether it's, you know, utilizing the app to connect with free Wi-Fi in store as the consumer comes into the store, and then being able to quickly associate the identity that they have digitally online with that of the in-store environment, but also, you know, from a geolocation perspective as well. If you know who that shopper is, you know which devices they're using, and let's say for argument's sake they typically shop on their mobile phone, you can start producing things like hyper-local marketing and hyper-local context, which is really about engaging with the consumer, knowing that they are physically near a store or physically near something that's happening related to your brand, and being able to promote those types of activities to the consumer when, you know, they may be promotional, or they might well be elements of we know you're near our store, and therefore why don't you come in and try on this dress that you were looking for when you were browsing in your customer journey. Some of those elements where you can start tying the consumer identity to aspects of both the digital shopping journey and the physical shopping journey. But you can extend it beyond that as well. I mean, one of the interesting things that we've seen a lot of late is wanting to understand household level data. Household level consumers, because you know, my family in particular, they all tend to use one shopping account. Knowing that there may be, you know, four individuals in that household, each of those individuals having a profile, being able to tie all of those different device usages, the profile of the individuals within the household, so that the brand can then start thinking about, well, you know, who's the main influencer within that household? How do I market to them in the most appropriate way to ensure that I'm providing the best possible engagement with that consumer? And just by virtue of knowing that there is a household and individual identities within that household, again, reinforces this notion of a connection with the consumer.
Really interesting. It strikes me that having all of this data together in one place might be a security risk for retailers. Is that true? Or
it shouldn't be. I mean, there are countless cases where identity theft has been, you know, a very significant implication to particular brand. I think this notion of trust that exists between the consumer and the brand, that whatever information the consumer provides has to be secure, it has to be protected, and you know that brand has to do their utmost to ensure that whatever consumer data they're gathering, it's both secure but also it's used in the appropriate context. And you know, the GDPR regulation that came out earlier this year is one way of ensuring that retailers are compliant with protecting customer identity, but also in establishing a relationship of trust. And I think it's a really important notion to kind of dive into, because I think retail organizations for a long time have captured data about consumers. That's nothing new. They haven't always been transparent in how that data is being utilized. And I think one of the things that we've seen continually is those organizations that do have that transparent view with the consumer of what data they're collecting about them, how they're utilizing that data, whether they're providing that data to third parties or processors, and providing the consumer with a way of saying that's acceptable but that might not be acceptable, and creating a framework that really puts that basis of trust back with the consumer to say, these are the things that I'm allowing you to do with my data, which in some respects, you know, is very much about that engagement again with the consumer through digital identity, but also providing a way of saying, you know, we want your input into what data we should be utilizing about you and what we shouldn't utilize about you. And I think there's been a gray area for a while across the retail landscape about providing that level of transparency, but increasingly we're seeing as part of that shift from product-centric organizations to consumer-centric organizations, really important shift in the way that retailers in particular think about the data that they're collecting about their consumers and, you know, presenting that back to them.
So if you were a retailer sitting down today thinking, how can I improve my customer identity management, mm-hmm. what are the top three things you think a retailer should be thinking about?
I think it depends where they are on their journey. You know, you mentioned earlier about digital transformation. Digital transformation is something that is very much a core focus for lots of retail organizations to transition through. Not because it is de rigueur or it's you know, providing new routes to market, but actually, you know, the technology that has existed over the last 10 years, whilst relevant and appropriate at the time of implementation, you know, we're finding lots of organizations now saying our agility as a retailer has been compromised in some respects by the legacy technology that we've utilized, and therefore part of digital transformation is about the modernization of those systems and processes. And you know, I think organizations that are going through that need to consider if they are moving to things like or away from legacy technology and monolithic architectures to much more agile technologies like microservices, to decomponentize some of those legacy applications into microservices build, that there's a really strong part of that transition that digital identity plays a significant part in, both in terms of abstracting identity from those legacy applications and then utilizing those digital identities in the microservices build. So that would be one place to start if an organization is thinking about taking that progressive view towards a much more agile architecture. We've seen lots of organizations do that. I mentioned ASOS earlier. They went through that transition probably 12 months ago. Walmart's gone through it. Lots of the big US retailers are on that journey to make their operational systems much more agile. So that's one area. I think that if you're starting from a different position and you are looking at how you can apply digital identity to your current application architecture, you know, there are a lot of things that a retailer can do to start that engagement. Things like progressive profiling of identities in that unknown to known customer journey is one way. You know, even applying simple things like social registration to create accounts, encouraging users to be able to provide information to them through, you know, simple SMS engagements as perhaps the first part of a loyalty program. You know, and then in the more complex scenarios where people may have started just utilizing, you know, a basic notion of digital identity, when you start thinking about the evolution of digital identity thereafter, it's really about providing the picture that you want of your consumer of the future. And the more you can define what that picture needs to be and understand where those data signals come from, starts to provide you with an understanding of where digital identity should fit in the customer journey going forwards. And we see it in lots of different instances. People may start with a simple single sign-on type scenario where they're asking their customers to create an account, and then they evolve into utilizing things like risk assessment, which one of the things that we've all seen in Amazon is, you know, kind of a single click to purchase, which is cutting big chunks out of the payment processing cycle, or indeed the checkout process. And the ability to be able to, you know, model risk on digital identity. Is it Doug? Is Doug in the same location? Is Doug using the same device? Is Doug typically purchasing in the same kind of pattern that he's done before? Well, if all of those signals are telling you that very much looks like Doug in those circumstances, well, don't make me go through the same checkout process that everybody else goes through. Provide me with a much more simplistic, you know, single click to buy, because the information is telling you that it's me and therefore you should be using that. So I think there's lots of different places that digital identity can be utilized, not just in the customer journey, but also in the marketing to consumers. And I think you touched on earlier, individuals feel that when there are personalized marketing that's driven towards them, there is a higher propensity to purchase. That understanding of the consumer and who they are, what they've looked at, etc., are all elements of digital identity that can be utilized as part of the marketing process to create that one-to-one engagement with the customer.
Sure, Doug, I feel like we could talk about this all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're going to have to wrap this up. I don't know if there's any sort of last thoughts you had for our listeners who are kind of obviously thinking about customer identity.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the big question that I get asked in my engagements with global retailers is how do I align my thinking of what I know about the customer now with what I want to know about the customer in the future? And I think the more time retailers can spend thinking about the type of relationship that they want in that shift from being a product provider to a customer-centric organization, and the attributes of what they need to know about the customer, and then build a model of where that data needs to come from, will certainly help in the evolution of what digital identity is providing.
Thank you very much, Doug.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to learn more about customer identity management and have an opportunity to put your questions to Doug, we're actually running a webinar on the 13th of February 2019 at 3:30.